Syracuse's Hancock International Airport usually enjoys a bump in traffic during the holiday season, but as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, travel restrictions and recommendations from government officials not to travel has taken a slice out of that business.
Despite the addition of a litany of safety enhancements at Hancock this year, everything from UVC lighting to hospital-grade misting machines, the airport's executive director, Jason Terreri, says the 2020 holiday season was down significantly.
It's nowhere near where we were last year this time of year. We're sitting roughly about 70% off of where we were last year.
That has ramifications for the region's economy. Visit Syracuse President Danny Liedtke says although the holidays are not the peak tourism season for Central New York, this latest drop in traffic finished what was already an exceptionally difficult year for the restaurants and hotels that usually cater to that holiday crowd.
The taverns and the restaurants and some of the other attractions. I mean, this is their time of year where they make the most hay, so to speak. And, you know, when you take that away, you know, you're seeing almost every other day you see one closing, whether it's permanent or for, you know, some sort of hiatus. So it's really troubling to see that trend continue.
But Terreri says while passenger traffic may be down, Hancock is enjoying a 30% increase in cargo shipping through the airport. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.